Let's stay with Liverpool because they've been linked or heavily linked with Virgil van Dijk. Another man they're being linked with, maybe not quite as strongly, but Mo Salah could be arriving from Roma in Italy. The Reds have already had a £28 million bid rejected. It's thought the Italians want a fee closer to £35 million. He's had a disappointing spell at Chelsea already, but he's got 43 goals and 109 appearances in his time in Italy. Joining us now is European football writer and broadcaster for the likes of The Guardian, ESPN and The Score. It's Paolo Bandini. Hello there, Paolo.
Hello.
Good to speak to you. How good a signing would this be for Liverpool then?
Yeah, I'd be really interested to see how he'd do now in the Premier League. Obviously, you just mentioned there that he has already been there. He played with Chelsea and it didn't work out for him. But I think he's matured as a player in the last three seasons in Italy. Obviously, he had a short stint at Fiorentina and then the two full seasons with Roma. And I think even in the last sort of 12 months, you've seen the development in him as a player. I think there's no question he's got absolutely electric pace, which is something we know Jurgen Klopp appreciates. And that's something which in Serie A in particular, it's a cliche, but there's some truth in it. It is a slower league. They're not used to players who run at defenders as much. Mohamed Salah has done that very effectively from the get-go in Italy. But I think this season in particular, we saw him actually show some more nuance to his game. It wasn't just about running at people. It was about what he did when he got himself into positions. Last season, it was always cut inside, look for the goal from the right wing. This time, it was much more awareness of his teammates. He provided, I think it was 11 assists, which is a career high for him. A lot of them going in the direction of Edin Dzeko, who had a phenomenal season. I think he created the most chances per game of possibly any player in Serie A this season. And that's, you know, again, it's about sort of realizing that he can use his pace to put himself in positions to help teammates rather than just, I've got to beat my man and have a go at goal. So I think he's come on as a player significantly since he was at Chelsea. And so now's probably the time for, if he's going to go back to the Premier League, now's the time for him to do it.
So you're confident, are you, despite the fact he hasn't done quite as well at Chelsea, you're confident that if he played in the Premier League, because of course he's been playing in Italy, that he would be a better player?
I think without doubt he's a better player than when he came from Chelsea. I think that's clear. I think you can see, again, through, I suppose it was only a half season he had at first for Fiorentina, but if you look at the player he was for Fiorentina for that first half season, the player he was last season at Roma, the player he was this season, he has been a better player in each campaign. That's been a steady progression. Whether or not he's going to be as effective in the Premier League as he was in Serie A, that's a question that's harder to answer. I already alluded to it, but I do think it's a reality we see again and again in Italy that because there are fewer players who are as direct and as fast, and he really is fast. I mean, he is an electrically quick player. Because there are fewer players who will do that, they stand out more and they are, I guess, dealt with a little bit less well by the defenders. The thing that I would say as a counterpoint to that is I feel there's been lots of players like that who you look at and think, well, they're really quick and they use that to advantage. Like Juan Iturbe, for instance, who had a phenomenal season at Verona, and suddenly Roma and Juventus are falling over each other to sign him. He went to Roma and he couldn't do it anymore because actually once if that's your only trick, if you've only got speed, people will work you out. The fact that Salah has done the opposite, which is get better each time, makes me think he's a more sophisticated player. But the Premier League is a very different style of football. Whether or not he is going to be as effective in it as he is in Serie A, I can't say that, but he's definitely a better player than when he left Chelsea.
And just finally, Paolo, we spoke about money, the small issue of money at the start. They've already had a £28 million bid rejected. What sort of figure do you think is going to be enough to prize Salah away?
Yeah, the number that I'm hearing from Italy they want is €40 million, which is essentially what you said at the beginning, about £35 million. I think if they get that, they'll be satisfied. I actually think that's a good price for someone who's only 24 years old and who's played at the level he has. You know, played in Champions League games as well, by the way, a couple of seasons ago, and scored indeed, I think, the fastest goal in Roma's European history. So he's capable of doing that. I think that in the current marketplace, that's a fair price. And I think that Roma won't push their luck beyond that because, actually, you know, he's got 2 years left on his contract, and this is kind of the moment for them where they either have to double down and give him a big hefty contract or let him move on. So I think if they can get that price, that £35 million park, they're going to be happy to get that business done early in the summer and then use that money themselves preparing for their own return to the Champions League next season.